May we turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3.
我们先翻到腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 7 to 10.
腓立比书第三章七到十节。
We will read this together in English and Chinese.
我们一起来读，中文英文一起来。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank You for Your great love for us.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，谢谢你向着我们的大爱。
Lord, how You've called us into Thy presence.
谢谢你的呼召，我们来到你的同在中间。
Lord, we come before You to hear all that You desire to speak upon Your people.
主，我们来到你面前，作为你的百姓，我们要听见你向我们所说的话。
May You receive the glory.
愿你得到荣耀。
May You receive the praise.
愿你得到赞美。
In Your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We're grateful for another opportunity to come before His presence this morning.
我们实在是很感激我们的主赐给我们又一次的机会，我们能够聚在他同在中间。
We're so grateful that God is a God who does not stand afar from us.
我们实在是很感恩，我们的神不是遥遥的、高高在上的一位神。
But He is a God who loves us and desires for His people to draw near.
他是那位爱我们的神，他是那位愿意我们来亲近他的神。
Thank God that He knew that while we were still sinners, He's the one who came to die for our sins.
我们感谢主，当我们还在做罪人的时候，他愿意道成肉身来到地上。
His blood was shed for us.
他的血为我们流出。
His body was broken for us.
他的身体为我们裂开。
So that His people can come near to Him.
就是为了他的百姓能够来亲近他。
And He desires, as He desires to draw us close to Him, He desires for us to know Him intimately.
他盼望我们来亲近他，他盼望我们来更深的来认识他，来经历他。
The last time we shared, we were reminded of this word to know.
上一次我们交通到这个题目的时候，我们重点在于知道这个词。
In Greek, the word to know, you can share it in two different ways.
在希腊原文里面，这个知道有两个词。
The first word to know is known as ginosko.
第一个词是 ginosko.
And this is an objective knowledge of Him, an experiential knowledge of our Lord.
这是一个客观的一个知道。
And the second word to define to know is oida.
第二个词是 oida.
And this is a fuller and a deeper knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
这是一个更深更全面的一个认识。
Last time we read in Philippians chapter 10, We shared about this aspect of to know.
我们分享到这个就是知道这个各方面。
And this to know is actually the ginosko to know.
这里的知道的话呢，实际上是 ginosko 这个字。
So God desires for us to have an experiential, an experience with Him and a walk with Him in order that we may come to a fuller knowledge of our Lord.
神要我们在这个实际生活中间，在经历上面能够知道他，能够与他同行，为了让我们达到更深的认识。
And the last time we shared about this aspect of knowing the Lord, we were sharing about the power of the knowledge, the power of His resurrection.
上一次我们着重的讲到就是他的复活的大能。
Knowing God and the power of His resurrection.
我们是借着他复活的大能来认识神。
We reminded that for a resurrection life to occur, there first needs to be death.
我们被提醒说，我们为了得到这个复活的大能，第一步就是要死。
Death is denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following Him.
死就是舍己，就是背十字架来跟随我们的主。
In death, God brings about life.
在死亡里面，神把生命都带出来。
And His life is power.
他的生命是一个复活有能力的生命。
As we see in Ephesians 3, chapter 20, chapter 3, verses 20.
我们看见
Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20.
我们看腓立比书第波所书24章20节。
that he is able to accomplish immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that is in work in us.
以弗所书三章二十节，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Today we will continue sharing about knowing him in Philippians chapter 3 verses 10.
今天我们要继续来分享是腓立比书三章四节这里面是认识我们的神。
That we may know him and the fellowship of his sufferings.
我们能够晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
When I shared this topic with another saint, their response was, "Really?"
当我和其他的一位弟兄分享这一节经文的时候，他的反应就是说，真的吗？
We are already going through so many hardships in life. Why would you want to keep talking about suffering?
我们日常生活已经经历了很多的苦难，为什么你还要再说与基督一同受苦这件事情呢？
And I know perhaps this may be our own reaction when we hear about this word suffering.
也许是我们弟兄姊妹每一个人都有这样的反应，当我们听见受苦的时候，我们第一个就是为什么还要受苦呢？
But God desires for us to know him and the fellowship of his sufferings.
但神实在是盼望我们要晓得基督和基督一同受苦，效法他的死。
So may the Lord give us a soft heart to receive His words.
愿主赐给我们一个柔软的心来接受他的话语。
The word, the first word we like to define in this fellowship of the suffering is the word fellowship.
我们第一点要讲到关于交通这件事情。
In Greek, the word fellowship is koinonia.
在希腊原文里面是 koinonia。
We may have heard of this word in Sunday school or grew up hearing about this word.
我们也许在主日学的时候已经交通过这个字。
Koinonia means to share in common, to have a partnership, community.
Koinonia 就是说你在这个某些方面有一个共同点，然后呢一同来分享。
And this word was shared multiple times throughout the Bible, especially in the book of Acts.
在这个字的话呢，在圣经里面有很多次的出现，特别在在使徒行传里面。
In Acts chapter 2 verses 42 it says, They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
使徒行传二章四十二节，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。
Here we see fellowship with one another.
这里我们看见说他们彼此有交通
Not merely as individuals, but together as his body.
不是说你单个人的交通，而是说在一个基督的身体里面彼此有交通
And if you pay attention to the specifics of this fellowship,
如果你特别注重这个交接，彼此交接这个字
We see first they were devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching.
你这里看说首先他们要来恒心遵守使徒的教训
This is the reason why we gather on Friday nights to study His Word and on Sunday mornings to hear His Word.
这就为什么说礼拜五晚上我们一同来聚集来查经，礼拜天早晨我们一同来分享他的话语。
We see that the saints were also devoting themselves to prayer.
我们也看见说圣徒们也来祷告。
And this is why we are encouraged to come and pray together on a weekly basis.
这为什么我们鼓励弟兄姊妹来参加我们祷告聚会。
And that the saints devoted themselves to the breaking of bread.
我们也看见这里说擘饼。
This is why every Sunday morning we gather to break bread together.
在为什么礼拜天的早晨我们一起来擘饼聚会来纪念主？
Our prayer is that when we gather together, it is not merely a religious act.
我们的祷告就是当我们聚在一起的时候，我们不是一个宗教的外表的行为。
May we be encouraged that every time we meet together, it is because God has called us to meet together.
因为我们记得每一次我们聚集在一起的时候，是神呼召我们，要我们聚在他面前。
And God has called us into fellowship with one another.
神呼召我们要来彼此有交通，与他有交通。
And as we study God's word together,
当我们一起来读神的话语的时候
，as we pray together and we break bread together,
当我们一块祷告的时候，当我们一块擘饼的时候
，what is it that we share in common?
那是我们是在什么样的一个事物上面有一个共同的部分呢
？What about this is their koinonia?
这 koinonia 是指的是什么呢
？It is the life of Christ within us.
这是我们里面的这个基督的生命是我们共同有的。
He is and always shall be the reason for our gatherings.
他也应该是我们聚集的原因。
It is his life that brings us together in one fellowship.
是他的生命把我们聚在一起变成一个身体。
And even as we share about our weeks or even the things we have in common.
当我们在分享我们过去的经历的时候，
May we share about the life of Christ in these small events.
当我们在分享我们过去一周的生活的经历的时候，我们应该分享着重点就是基督在这些经历里面的那个作为。
And irregardless of our age, our background, our culture, or where we even grew up.
不管我们的年龄、我们的文化、我们的背景、我们从哪里生长。
If there is the life of Christ in us, we can have fellowship.
如果我们里面有基督的生命，那我们就可以有交通。
But what about this sentence, the fellowship of his sufferings?
这里说和他一同受苦，这什么意思呢？
How do we share in the common suffering of our Lord Jesus?
我们怎么样和我们的主一同受苦呢？
We understand that Christ suffered much while he was on this earth.
我们知道说基督在地上的时候受了很多苦。
He suffered much in faith in things that many of us could not suffer in.
他在地上所受的苦的话呢，其实我们很多人都没有经历过。
And this includes taking upon the sin of this world and dying for the sins of this world.
包括说他把全世界的罪都担在他的身上，然后为这个罪死了。
I will paraphrase, but in Deuteronomy chapter 24, 16 and Psalms 49, 7.
在申命记24章17节。
In Psalms
49:7,
it just says that we see that no man can redeem his brother.
这里说没有人能够拯救他的弟兄。
No man can be given to God as a ransom for man.
没有人能够被交给神作为那个赎价。
But God is able to redeem his people.
但神可以来救赎他的百姓。
And only God can bring his people back to himself.
也只有神能够把他的百姓带回来归给他自己。
And only this could be accomplished through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这也只能就着耶稣基督的血来完成。
God gave of himself to fulfill the righteous requirements of the law.
神借着我们的主耶稣基督把他自己交上去，满足了神公义的要求。
And now when we see the Lord Jesus who went on the cross for us, we were born into the family of God.
我们看见说，自从基督为我们上了十字架，我们就生在神的家中了。
In Ephesians 2:19, it says that we are no longer strangers and aliens, but we are now of God's household.
在以弗所书二章四节这里说，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
We see in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, that God desires for the Lord Jesus to be firstborn among many brethren.
我们也看见说在罗马书八章二十九节的里面，我们的神要我们的耶稣基督成为那个长子。
Out of the suffering of our Lord Jesus,
我们怎么样与我们的基督一同受苦呢？
We are now born into the family of God.
我们是被生在神的家里面的。
However, the purpose is not for us to remain as spiritual infants.
但是神的目的不是要我们一直是做这个属灵的这个婴孩。
God does not want a congregation of newborns.
神不要一个聚会行业里面全是新生儿。
He desires for us to mature.
他要我们能够成长，能够成熟。
He desires for us to be conformed to the image of his son.
他的心意是要我们每一个人都被磨成他儿子的模样。
We are to be made suitable for his eternal companion as his church.
我们要成为能够与他永远做同伴的那样的一个人。
So when we look upon the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们来看耶稣基督的受苦的时候，
we see that his suffering came from his obedience to the Father.
我们看见说他的受苦是从他顺服父神开始的。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 8, it says,
在腓立比书第二章第八节，
He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death.On a cross.
他是自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
In Mark 14, verses 34, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried out to the Father.
在马可福音十四章三十四节里面，他在克西马利园里面向神来呼求。
He said, "My soul is grieved, deeply grieved to the point of death. Abba, Father, all things are possible for you."Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.
他那里说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。他说，倘若可行，他说父，阿爸父啊，你凡事都能，求你将这杯挪去，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
The suffering that Christ suffered was that of full obedience to the Father.
我们基督所受的苦，是在这个完全的顺服里面所受的苦。
Not what I will, but what you will.
不要按照我的意思，乃是按照你的意思。
And this is what God desires for us to share.
这就是神要我们和基督一同来承受的。
This is what He wants us to learn, and this is what He wants us to share in common with the Lord Jesus.
这是神要我们学习的，这也是神要我们与基督一同有交通的。
God desires for us to learn a life of full obedience unto Him.
神要我们在这个生命里面来学习完全的顺服
，in order for us to grow and to mature，
为了让我们能够长大成人。
And Christ was and is our perfect example。
基督是那完全的榜样。
Jesus lived and learned the life of complete obedience to the Father。
我们耶稣就活了一个完全顺服的生命在地上。
He came down on earth to suffer and die for our sins。
他来到地上，道成肉身，来顺服，来受苦，为我们死。
And in doing so, he brought many sons to glory.
借着这样的一个受苦受死，他把许多的儿子带到父的家里面去。
So how do we live this life of full obedience?
我们怎么样能够活出那个完全顺服的这个人生呢？
Very simply, we need to know God's word.
非常简单，我们需要来明白神的话语。
We need to meditate upon His words.
我们需要来默想神的话语。
In Psalms 19, we see, Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day.I have not turned aside from your ordinances for you. You yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. 119 verses
97. 这诗篇119篇97节。
Sorry, 102 and 103 as well.
这个世界，我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住地思想。我没有偏离你的典章，因为你教训了我。你的言语在我上膛，何等甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜。
And then lastly, 105.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
His words guide and teach us in all of our ways.
他的话语来教导我们，在我们所行的路上来指引我们。
We see it's important for us not only to know God's words, but to meditate upon it.
我们这里看见说，我们认识神的话语是非常重要。更重要的事情，我们要默想神的话语。
And in doing so, we begin to know God's heart for us.
借着这么做，我们能够来认识神的心意。
We see how often the Lord Jesus, while he was on this earth, he stole away to the mountainside to pray.
我们看见在主耶稣在地上的时候，他常常退到旷野里面去安静去祷告。
He meditated upon God's word and sought for the heart of his Father.
他在那里安静默想神的话语，他在那里寻求神的心意。
Satan easily deceives us because we do not know or do we not know God's word or meditate upon the things upon his heart.
撒旦之所以能够欺骗我们，就是因为我们不明白神的心意，我们不明白神的话语。
We see that Eve was easily tricked by the serpent.
我们在创世纪里面看见说，夏娃很容易就被那个撒旦欺骗。
Because she did not know.The Lord's words clearly.
因为他对神的话语没有清楚的认识。
Nor did she know the heart of the Father.
他也不认识我们父神的心意。
And we are just as easily deceived.
我们也会跟夏娃一样容易被欺骗，如果我们不明白神的话语。
How important is it for us to know God's words?
所以对我们来讲说，何等的重要，我们要来认识神的话语。
And in meditating upon it, how important is it for us to know God's heart?
并且我们要默想神的话语，我们需要来认识父神的心意。
Not only do we need to know God's word, but we also need to live a life of faith.
我们不光是需要说明白神的话语，我们还需要活在一个信心的生活里面。
It is one thing to know His commands; it is another thing to obey it completely.
一方面是认识神的命令，另一方面的话呢，你是要完全顺服他的命令。
So often after prayer, the Lord speaks to us.
很多时候当我们祷告了之后神对我们说话的时候
But he speaks to us in a small and a quiet voice.
他用那个温柔微小的声音来对我们来说话
And in our heart we know what we ought to do.
在我们心里面我们已经明白我们该做什么了
Or in our heart we know what we ought not to do.
在我们的心里面我也明白说什么是不该做的
But do we listen and obey in faith?
但我们有没有在信心里面听，在信心里面顺服神的话语呢
？Do we obey even when it is inconvenient？
我们是不是在我们这个不方便的情况下面还来顺服呢
？Do we obey even if it costs us something？
即使在付代价的情况下面，我们愿意来顺服呢
？Last week we heard from Brother Sun about the church in Laodicea。
上一个组织我们听到孙弟兄分享这个老底家的聚会。
How we are to buy gold from God.
我们需要从神那里买了火炼的金子。
We are here to buy white garments and eye salve.
我们需要向他买这个白袍，向他买眼药。
And to buy something, there is a cost.
要买的话呢，你需要付代价。
We often think that when we come to church, it is a very passive thing.
我们常常讲说，我们来聚会的话呢，好像是一个很消极的事情。
When we read the Bible, we read it very casually, like we're reading a novel.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们好像用休闲的读小说的方法思想来读。
Yes, I've read that passage before.
好像这个经文我已经读过了。
Yes, I know that story.
好像这个故事我也了解了。
Yes, someone just shared about that 2 weeks ago.
好像别人刚刚讲过这一段经文两个礼拜前。
I've heard that verse so many times before.
好像对这个经文我太熟悉，我听过这很多遍了。
But have we experienced His words?
但是我们有没有经历他的话语里面的那个能力呢？
When we read his words, are we actively seeking our Lord Jesus?
当我们读他话语的时候，我们有没有积极的在那里面来寻求他的面呢？
When we come and hear his message on Sunday, are we asking God, speak to me, a sinner?
当我们每个主日来聚会的时候，我们有没有跟神说，主啊，对我的心来说话？
When we're breaking bread, do we say, God, I want to appreciate the cost you have paid on the cross?
当我们在擘饼纪念主的时候，我们有没有跟神祷告说，主啊，我是在感谢你向我们所做的一切。
There is a cost in knowing our Lord Jesus.
我们认识我们的主是需要付代价的。
And there, that cost is laying down our own will.
这个代价就是我们要放下我们自己的意思，我们要舍己。
That cost is laying aside our own desires.
这个代价就是我们要把我们自己的愿望放下。
When we're tired and don't feel like coming to church,
当我们很累的时候，当我们不想来聚会的时候，哎，这就是付代价的时候。
And when we remember why God has brought us together,
我们要记得神为什么呼召我们一起来聚会。
It's the fellowship in one accord.
我们要彼此有交通。
In obedience, there is maturity and growth.
在这个顺服里面，我们就会成长，我们就会成熟。
As we shared, God does not want a church full of infants and babes.
我们刚才提过说，神不要一个聚会里面全是小婴孩。
Even after 10, 20, 30 years of walking with God, are we still in the same spiritual condition as we were when we first knew Him?
有没有弟兄姊妹说，经过十年、二十年的这个追求，还是像小婴孩一样的光景呢？
He desires for us all to mature.
他要我们每一个人都要长大成人。
To be conformed to the image of His Son.
都是被磨成神儿子的形象。
Not conformed to the image of this world.
不是磨成这个世界的形象。
When people see us, can they tell the difference between us and someone in this world who does not know the Lord Jesus?
当世界上来看见我们的时候，能看见我们跟别人不一样吗？能看见耶稣基督的形象在我们身上吗？
Let us end by briefly sharing about the story of Daniel and his three friends.
我们最后再来分享这个但以理的故事。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were God's people taken into Babylon.
我们知道这个但以理和他的四个朋友三个朋友一同被带到巴比伦。
They knew the command of God was to have no other gods before them.
他们知道神的命令就是说不能拜偶像。
However, the world told them to bow down to the idol that Nebuchadnezzar made.
但是呢世界告诉他们说你要向尼布甲尼撒的这个立的这个像来低头来敬拜。
Nonetheless, they were unwilling to defy God's obedience.
但没有一个人，他们四个人里面没有一个人愿意来就是违背神的命令。
They were unwilling to be disobedient to the Father's will.
他们不愿意不顺服神的话语。
And they feared God more than they feared man.
他们敬畏神胜过来敬拜来害怕这个尼布甲尼撒王。
In faith and obedience, they followed God's words.
在他们的信心在他们的顺服里面他们来跟随神的话语
Even if it would cost them their own lives.
甚至他们到一个地步需要付上他们生命的代价
And as we know, did God save them from the fire?
我们也知道说神把他们从这个火窑里面救出来
Did God save them from the fire?
神有没有把他们从火窑里面救出来呢
No, instead God walked with them through the fire.
没有，神没有把他们，神没有避免他们被投到火窑里面去。但是呢，神与他们一同在火窑里面游行。
Now, when we look at the story, often we think that the fire itself is the suffering.
当我们看这个故事的时候，我们常常想到说，这个火就是这个受苦。
However, we read that after they had come out of the fire, they said these words.
但是我们继续读的话，我们看见说，当他们从火窑里面出来之后，有这么样的记载。
First, the fire had no effect on their bodies.
我们看见说，这个火没有对他们的身体产生任何的影响伤害。
The hair on their heads were not singed.
他们的头发没有被烧焦。
Nor their clothes damaged.
他们的衣服也没烧坏。
Not even the smell of the fire touched them.
他们身上甚至没有火燎的味道。
We can see that the suffering was not the fire itself.
我们看见说这个受苦不是因着火。
But the suffering was their full obedience to the Father that took place well before the fire.
那个受苦的话呢，实际上是在那火刑之前，他们在顺服神的这个旨意里面的一个征战。
Their suffering was deciding to follow the Lord Jesus at all costs.
他们的受苦就是他们决定说要与神站在一边的时候，那个时候所付的代价。
Even at the cost of their own lives.
他们甚至愿意为此付上生命的代价。
And in their obedience,
在他们的顺服里面，
they experienced koinonia with the Lord Jesus.
他们那里经历了主耶稣基督的同在。
And they walked together through the fire in protection and in peace.
我们的主在火里面与他们一同行，并且保护他们。
This is knowing Christ Jesus and the fellowship of his sufferings.
这就是认识神与他一同受苦。
What is God calling us to obedience today?
在今天，在这个时代，神呼召我们来顺服他什么呢？
Is he calling us to trust him with something we hold so dearly in our heart?
他是不是要我们来把我们里面很宝贵的东西交给他呢？
Is he calling us to not do something that we so very much want to do?
他是不是呼召我们要放弃一些我们很愿意做的事情呢？
May we have the faith to follow in obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ fully.
愿我们有这样的信心，能够在信心里面完全的顺服我们的主耶稣基督。
Even though knowing that it may cost us.
甚至愿意付代价。
And may the Lord walk with us through that fire.
愿主在这样的一个试炼里面与我们同行。
That we may gain Christ and know him more.
让我们能够得到基督，让我们能够更多的认识他。
We'll pass the time over to Brother Qian now.
我下面的时间交给纪言弟兄。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早晨好，弟兄姐妹们。
So this morning, I'd like to share with you a topic. Is knowing my Redeemer.
今天早晨我要和弟兄姐妹们交通的题目是认识我的救赎主。
Please turn your Bible to Job chapter 19.
我们请弟兄姐妹们打开圣经约伯记第十九章。
Job is in the middle of the Bible.
约伯记呢是在翻开圣经的时候在中间的部分。
Job chapter 19 verse, we'll read verse 25.
我们今天早上要读的是约伯记十九章的第二十五节。
So I'll read, I have two different translations that I will read.
我们这边呢英文有两个翻译版。
The first is the ESV, or that's very similar to NASB and some other modern translations.
第一个是比较近代的。
Yeah, the second one is called the Young's Literal Translation.
第二个呢是是另外一个 Young's Translation.
Yeah, the literal, so it's a very word by word translation.
这个呢是一个字一个字的原意的翻译。
Yeah, so first I'll read it in ESV. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth.
我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。
Now it's Young's literal translation. That I have known my Redeemer, the living and the last, for the dust he does rise.
第二个翻译呢是按照字义来翻译的，大概的中文的意思是说呢，我知道我的救赎主是那位活着永远的，并且有一天他要在尘土中复活。
So it's very interesting that this is actually a famous sentence that we know that Job said this. So here are two things we like to consider. Knowing and my Redeemer.
我们知道这是约伯说的很有名的一句话。我们这里边呢今天要交通两点。 要认识我们的救赎主。
Yeah. So, and of course, this will be, considering from Job's experience and the lessons he learned. And so we have some meditation and then reflect how we know our Lord as our Redeemer.
我们要从约伯他的经历里边来思考一下，我们怎样来认识我们的救赎主。
Yeah. First of all, there are two or three, Hebrew words that can be translated to redeem or redeemer in English.
我们知道在希伯来原文里边呢，大概有两三个词都可以翻译成救赎或者救赎主。
Yeah. Or related to redemption, ransom.
这两个词呢都是跟救赎跟赎价有关系。
Yeah. But let's consider the word used here by Job, since it has a very special and rich meaning.
我们这里边要思考一下约伯所用的这个词，它里边有非常丰富的属灵的含义。
It means to redeem, to deliver, to avenge, to act as the kinsman.
这里边这个救赎的意思是有救赎，有拯救，有报仇，也有一个呢，作为一个他至亲的行动的这样的意思。
Yeah. So it shows that redemption in God's principle cannot be done by just anyone with good heart or zeal for justice, but it has to be the action of a blood relative.
所以这里边我们看见在神的原则当中，这个救赎不仅仅是人的热心，人的对着律法的热心和他的善良，乃是一定要借着一个血缘关系的救赎。
Now, well, since our brother actually mentioned that redemption, that we have to see here. Here the redemption has its focus. It's not about paying the ransom or to satisfy God's justice demand.
这里边我们像我们弟兄所提到的，就这里边的救赎不仅仅是要为着神所付上的赎价。
Yeah.Here is there's a word that's so this word, this redeemer can be translated as a kinsman redeemer, or we should say it's be very specifically is a kinsman redeemer.
这里边这个救赎很多的时候可以翻译成是至近的亲属的救赎者。
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a title for position of responsibility established by God within a Hebrew family.
这是神在希伯来的家庭当中所设立的一个台，所设立的一个职分，是要来救赎他的亲属的。
Yeah. So it has this is such a responsibility belong to a nearest relative. It's a brother, an uncle, or an uncle's son, or a blood relative from his family.
那这个责任呢，是他非常亲近的亲属，比如说像兄弟。像叔叔、叔叔的儿子或其他的非常亲近的亲属。
Yeah, it has to be in so blood related.
并且呢，必须是有血缘关系。
血亲。Yeah. So if you remember, this is also the word used in the book of Ruth.
我们也记得在路德记里边用了这个词。
Yeah, Ruth mentioned this to I'm sorry, Naomi mentioned to Ruth when she referring to Boaz.
因为这里边我们看见拿阿米跟路德讲到，刚才提到这个波阿斯的时候。
Yeah, Naomi said to Ruth, "This man is a close relative of ours, one of our redeemers."
拿阿米对路德说：“说那是我们本族的人，是一个至近的亲属。”
Yeah, so here this word, I say this has a very special.A specific and rich meaning. It appeared more than 100 times in the Old Testament.
我们提到这个词呢，它有非常丰富的属灵的意思，在旧约的圣经里边至少出现过100次。
And then more than 100, but that's
超过了100次。
Yeah, but so we can see it has two major functions.
我们在这里边看见这个词呢，它有两个主要的功用。
Two roles as a kinsman.
就是作为一个至近的亲属有两个责任。
The first one is as the redeemer.
第一个呢就是他要是一个救赎者。
Yeah, this has to do with inheritance.
这个是关乎于产业。
He has the responsibility to keep his brother's inheritance within the lineage. So he has to buy back or to redeem by a payment the possession, the inheritance that his brother lost.
他有责任要把他兄弟的产业保留在他自己的家庭这个族类里边，他有责任呢，去把它买回来，就是救赎回来。
Yeah. So if you brothers and sisters, you're familiar with Leviticus chapter 25.
我们知道在利未记里边25章里边所讲到的。
Maybe I'll just read one verse. That's a 25:25.
我们要只读一节经文，25章25节。
Hopefully this is easy to remember. Yeah.
我们盼望着这个是比较容易记的。
If your brother becomes poor and sells part of his property, then his nearest redeemer, he is a kinsman redeemer, should come and redeem what his brother has sold.
你的弟兄若渐渐贫穷，卖了几分地业，他至近的亲属，就是那个至近救赎者，要把弟兄所卖的赎回来。
Yeah. So that's the first function or role as a kinsman.
所以这是至近的亲属他第一个责任。The
second one is as an avenger of blood. This is for justice.
第二个呢是为着公义而设立的。
He has to avenge the innocent bloodshed of his relative.
他必须呢为着那些故意杀人的，为着他的亲属要报血仇。
Yeah, so this is recorded in Numbers chapter 35.
这个是记载在民数记里边的35章。
So I'll not go into details on that.
我们不仔细读这些经文了。
But when we consider this, we find that it is so interesting, it is so meaningful to us.
当我们来思考这个词的时候，我们发现它是非常有意义的。
Because that means our Lord, as our Redeemer, He put Himself in the position as our relative, as our brother.
这里边说到我们的主，他成为我们的救赎主，是把他放在一个至亲，放在我们血缘关系的这个位置上。
He did not come to redeem us as God, as Almighty, as a King, but He came as a brother to redeem us.
他不是以着神的身份，以着君王的身份来救赎我们，乃是以着一个兄弟兄长的身份来救赎我们。
Yeah. He put himself in such a position, so he has a right to redeem us from all bondage and to unite with us to redeem the inheritance that we lost.
所以他把自己放在这样的一个位置上，他就有权利能够把我们从各样的捆绑当中。 拯救出来，并且呢，把我们所失去的产业赎回来。Yeah,
and he paid the ransom with his precious blood.
因为他自己用他的宝血为我们付了赎价。Yeah,
I think brothers and sisters are familiar with 1 Peter 1:18-19.
相信弟兄姐妹们都非常熟悉彼得前书的1:18-19。Knowing
that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers. Not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot.
知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污、羔羊之血。So
thank our Lord, He has accomplished all these in His first coming.
我们感谢主，他第一次来的时候已经完成了这所有的一切。And
in his second coming, he will come as the avenger of blood for justice for all his people.
在他第二次再来的时候，他要成为那个报血仇的，要把公义带给所有的人。Yeah.
So thank our Lord, truly he is our kinsman redeemer.
所以感谢主，他的确是我们那个至近的亲属救赎者。Yeah.
As I meditate on these, I have more appreciation of what the Bible tells us.
当我来思考这些事情的时候，我就更感激圣经所要教导我们的。So
for example, in Romans chapter 12, verse 19, there says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves."
比如说，在罗马书12:19告诉我们说，不要伸冤，宁可让步。Yeah,
leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
听神总怒，因为经上记着说，深渊在我，我必报应。Yeah.
Why is that vengeance is his?
因为这里边告诉我们说，深渊在乎于主。Because
he is our kinsman.
因为他是我们那个至近的亲属。Thank
our Lord.
我们感谢主。
So now we have to come back to consider Job's story. Here we, of course, that's a long story, so we have to make that short. The Bible describes Job as a perfect and upright, one that feared God and turned away from evil.
圣经描写约伯是一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
He carefully lived a pious life and was proved true when he suffered many afflictions.
他过着一个非常敬虔的生活，并且呢，在所有这些苦难当中能够保持他的纯正。
Yeah. And then we see that he lost his health and suffered greatly.
后来我们看见他失去了他的健康，他受了很大的苦难。
And then their three best friends came to visit him, and they wept with him because he couldn't recognize him. That tells us how much he suffered, that his figure changed.
他的三个好朋友来安慰他，但是他们已经跟他一起哭泣，但是没有办法认出来。这里边告诉我们说，约伯他受的苦是何等的大。However,
these three friends have a trouble in their hearts.
然而这三个朋友在他们心中 是有个非常大的难处的。
They could not justify the reason why Job suffered so much.
因为他们没有办法量定约伯为什么受苦。
So based on their limited understanding, they come to a conclusion that Job must have sinned greatly, and there's a hidden sins, and so he is suffering from the consequences.
就着他们有限的理解，他们觉得约伯一定是犯了罪，并且是犯了大罪。
Now Job knew that's not true.
约伯知道这并不是事实,
but he couldn't win the argument.
但是他也没有办法赢得这场辩论,
because he himself was also very confused. He did not understand why he had to suffer such. However, in all these darkness, he said this famous sentence.
然而在这所有的黑暗当中，他说了这句有名的话。
I know that my Redeemer lives.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
And at the last, he will stand upon the earth.
末了他必站立在地上。Or
say that I have already known my Redeemer.
或者是说呢，我已经认识了我的救赎主。He
is the living. He is the last.
他活着，并且活到永远。Yeah,
he's the 末后。
活到永远，末后。Yeah,
so. And then so one day he will raise me from the dust.
有一天他要从尘土中复活。Yeah.
So here that shows us that Job in all this darkness, he has his face still grabbed to the Lord.
所以我们看见在约伯所有的这些黑暗和苦难当中，他仍然对主有信心。And
then he knows that one day the Lord will come and will vindicate him.
他知道有一天神要来，要为他平反。Yeah.
Now, so we see that Job didn't know the Lord, but his knowing of the Lord as his Redeemer is imperfect.
我们知道约伯是认识神的一个人，但是他对神作为救赎主的认识并不完全。But
first of all, his knowledge, most of his knowing was still in knowledge.
我们知道他很多的认识。
Because later he said that I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear.
他后来说到，我从前风闻有你。
Yeah. So that means a lot of things. A lot of the knowledge of the Lord was not really first hand. He did fear God, but he was not so close to God.
所以这说明他很多的都是他的知识，他的确是敬畏神。 但是呢，他并没有完全来亲近神。Yeah.
The second, Job only knew the Lord as his kinsman avenger.
第二点，这个约伯他只是认识到这个我们的神呢是一个至近的，是一个报血仇的。Yeah.
But he did not know that he has many unpossessed inheritance that the Lord wants him to gain.
他并没有认识到我们在我们的神那边还有许多的产业。
Yeah, so the Lord has to redeem him. So the Lord is not only the kinsman avenger, but the kinsman redeemer for him.
所以神要来救赎他，要不仅成为他那个呃 救赎者报血仇的，乃是要成为他得产业的救赎者。
Yeah, so Job needs to know the know his redeemer in a more deeper and living way.
所以约伯他要认识他的救赎主，要有更深的、更丰富的认识他。
So how does the Lord redeem Job?
神是怎样来救赎约伯的呢？
The first thing we see that Job was trapped in his own good image.
我们知道，因为约伯是被困在他自己这个良好的形象当中。
Yeah, Job thought that he already knew the Lord, that all he's waiting is to have a peaceful death.
约伯以为他已经认识神，他所等待的就是一个平安的死亡。
There's nothing else he needs to learn, nothing he needs to be changed.
他不需要再学什么，他也不需要改变。
Well, he has a reason to think so.
他的确是有原因可以这样想的。
I think none of us have that, you know, can reach the same level as Job, but he did. He had a very good reputation.
我们知道我们每个人都没有办法达到约伯那个标准，他的确是达到了一个很高的标准。
All the people around him admired him, praised him.
所有他周围的人都羡慕他，都赞美他。
So unknowingly, he became his own jail. He was trapped in his own good image.
所以呢，他就成了他自己的牢房，他被困在他自己良好的形象里边。
The Lord has to allow something happen to in his life.In order to transform him to the image of the Son of God.
神必须允许一些事情来在他的生命中发生，使他能够改变，成为神的样式。
So the Lord had to take away the things that Job depended, his wealth, his health, and even his reputation.
神必须拿走约伯所倚靠的，他的富有，他的身体，和他的名声。
Yeah. So we have to, let's think about that. We may, We have to have some reflection on our own life.
我们也许需要回想一下我们自己的生活。
I think just as our brother mentioned, it's very easy for us to stop growing.
就像我们弟兄刚才所讲的，我们非常容易就停止了生长。
Yeah. That we maybe we think in our heart, maybe we don't say in our mouth, but we think in our heart. Oh, I have known enough. I've heard enough message.There's nothing new for me.
也许我们不会嘴上说，但是我们心里常常会想，我已经听够了，我已经听了好多的信息，也许对我来说没有什么新的了。
Yeah, is that true?
这是不是真实的呢？
So our spiritual life becomes stagnant, just a routine, indifferent, and energetic and dull.
所以我们这个属灵的生活呢，就变得停滞不前。我们就变得例行公事，冷漠，没有活力，也变得非常沉闷。
I don't mean that we should have be excited or emotional all the time.
我并不是说我们常常需要有这个情感或者是非常激动。
Yeah, but if we consider the examples in the Bible, for example, our brother quoted what Paul said.
我们如果我们考虑一下圣经里边，像我们弟兄。刚才所说保罗所说的。
Yeah. So in Philippians chapter 3, Paul said that, brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet.
在腓立比第三章保罗说的，我不是以为我已经得着了。
But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
有一件事我乃是竭力追求，为要得着基督从上面所以得着的。
Yeah. So,Brothers and sisters, when we consider these examples before us, we found we actually still have a lot, there still remain a very much land to possess.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们思考这些所有前面的这些圣徒的时候，我们就会发现我们还有许多未得之地。
Yeah, we lost the inheritance that the Lord has gained for his church.
我们已经失去了神在他教会当中所赐下的产业。
So we really need our Lord as the Kinsman Redeemer to redeem the inheritance that we lost.
我们实在是需要我们的主耶稣基督成为我们那个至近的亲属，要把我们这些产业赎回来。
Now the second thing is that what happened to Job, we found there's a tearing down and then there's a building up.
我们在约伯身上所看见的是一个拆毁和建造。
So the Lord allowed Job to suffer much.
神允许约伯受了大苦难。
But the thing that hurt him most is the misunderstanding of his friends and then the wrongfully accusation.
然而约伯所受最大的苦难乃是他的朋友的误解和他们错误的指责。
These allows Job's inner life to be exposed.
这样就把约伯他内在的生命暴露出来了。
So there's a destruction of that part.
这是这件事情所要带来的一个功用。
But when the Lord met Job, he restored him. There's a building up.
然而当神遇见约伯的时候是一个建造，把他重新恢复过。
And we find this is really interesting because the Lord can just restore Job easily after he met him.
我们知道这是一件非常有意义的事情，神可以遇见约伯之后很容易把他恢复过来。
But we find there's one condition the Lord asked Job to do.
但是我们发现神给约伯一个条件他必须做的。
He has to pray for his three friends.
他必须为着他的三个朋友祷告。
The three friends that hurt him most.
这三个朋友乃是对他产生最大伤害。
So that's why we say, we find out indeed, that during this whole process, the Lord enlarged Job's inheritance.
所以我们的确看见在整个过程当中，神扩大了约伯他的产业。
He enlarged his capacity.
他也扩大了他的度量。
Now he can forgive his friends and he can pray for them.
他可以赦免他的朋友，为他们祷告。
And the Lord restored him.
神就恢复了约伯。
Job, what Job has at his latter day, after all these stories, was way much more than what he used to have.
约伯后来的生命，他里边所拥有的远远超过他前边。
Because this is what the Lord desires for each of His people, each of us.
这是神为着他所有信他的人，每一个我们弟兄姐妹们所预备。
Is to that we may be transformed to the image of the Son of God.
使我们能够改变成神儿子的形象。
And we may be like Jesus.
我们可以像主耶稣基督。
This is really wonderful.
这是非常奇妙的事情。
And then we find in this,There's a something that related with my brother Sherry.
我们发现这个跟我们弟兄刚才所交通的有些联系。
The fellowship in his suffering, in Jesus, in Christ's suffering.
我们交通于主耶稣基督的受苦。
Because what happened to Job, all these sufferings was not only for Job himself, but also for his three friends.
因为我们知道约伯所受这些苦难不仅仅是为着他自己的。也是为着他三个朋友。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's very wise way.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是神智慧的选择。
His splendid way.
是他这个荣耀的一个道路。
Yeah. He allows difficult people in our life.
他允许那些非常有难处的人在我们的生活当中。
Well, sometimes I'm the difficult people to people around me.
很多的时候实际上是我自己呢是成为我周围人的一个难处。
Yeah, so the iron sharpens the iron.
乃是那个利器磨铁磨利器。
Yeah. And then see that we suffer from each other.
所以我们就彼此受苦。
And then so we did not understand that. We asked the Lord, why is that there's such a difficult brother, this is such a difficult sister in our life.
我们不明白我们常常问主耶稣基督为什么有这样一个有这么难的一个弟兄或者姊妹在我们的环境当中。
It is for redemption.
是为着我们的救赎。
It is for us to receive to regain the inheritance that we lost.
是为着我们能够重新获得我们已经失去的产业。
This is God's splendid way.
这是神那个荣耀的道路。
So if we understand this, maybe we'll have a less complaint.
如果我们明白这个的话，我们就可能更少一些抱怨。
And then instead, we found in all these things, we participate in His plan, and we have some fellowship with Him in His suffering.
所以在这一切的过程当中，我们就会知道，我们是原来在他的计划当中与他同行，并且交通与他的受苦。
You may say, well, what is His suffering in all these things?
我们可能 会问他在这些事情上的这个受苦是什么呢?
Because his long suffering is to see us to grow into maturity.
因为我们知道他为我们长久忍耐，是为着我们在他里边能够长大。
Well, any brothers and sisters here as a parent, I think you can sense that.
我们所有作为父母亲的弟兄姐妹们，我们都可以感觉到这一点。
Yeah, you have a heart. You want to see your child to grow up. To grow up to be mature, to be grow up to be a godly man, and you find that in that process you suffer.
我们都有一颗心，盼望着我们的儿女他们长大，他们能够长大成为合神心意的、像神的。然而在这个过程当中，我们都受了许多的苦。And
so we share in his suffering.
所以我们就交通与他的受苦。And
so is Job.
约伯也是一样。Yeah.
So I think this is brothers and sisters. We find the Lord truly that His purpose is good and His way is wise.
我们知道我们的神，他的目的，他的目的是非常善良的，他的道路是非常智慧。Maybe
some have a question says, why is that in this story only Job suffered, not his three friends?
我们有的人可能会问，为什么在这个故事当中只有约伯受苦，他的三个朋友没有受苦？
So my understanding is, the Lord chose some people as forerunners.
神选择了一些人，让他们成为先锋。
Yeah. Or you have heard the term overcomers, first fruits.
或者我们听见这样的词是得胜者，或者是出熟的果子。
They suffer more than others.
他们比其他人受苦更多。
But in the future, when the Lord comes, they will have a more reward.
然而在 主来的时候，他们会得到更多的奖赏。I
say this is not because I like say, oh, some are overcomers, some are forerunners. But I think I say this is because brothers and sisters, all of us should be first fruits, overcomers, and forerunners.
我说这个并不是说，哦，有些人好像他是先锋，是个出熟的果子，乃是我们所有的弟兄姐妹们都要成为得胜者、先锋和出熟的果子。
Because just around you, there are still many people that do not know the Lord, or they know the Lord only a little, and they still have a lot of inheritance to gain.
因为在我们周围可能还有些人不认识主，或者认识主非常少，他们还有许多未得之地。So
the Lord does want to use you, does want to use me, to be that forerunners, to participate in His suffering, so the whole church, the whole house of God, may be redeemed.
所以神要用你，要用我，要成为那个先锋，要使他的全部的教会都能够一同进入这个产业里边。Let's
commit ourselves into His hands.
让我们都把自己放在他的手中。Let's
have a word of prayer.
我们再一些祷告。Lord,
we thank you for your love, your heart is great.
我们感谢主，因为你的心是何等的伟大。Now
when we consider and meditate this, that you as a redeemer to Job.
当我们一同来思考你成为约伯的救赎者,
we bow down to you.
我们向你俯伏敬拜,
because we see that you also are doing wonderful work in our life.
因为我们看见你也在我们的生活当中做奇妙的工作。
You redeem us, you are transforming us into the image of Son of God.
你拯救了我们, 要把我们磨成耶稣基督自己的形象。
And meanwhile, Lord, you give us the opportunity to have more fellowship with you even in your suffering.
同时你也给我们机会让我们能够交通于你自己的受苦。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
This is such a blessing and such a privilege.
是这是何等的祝福，是何等的特权。
So we commit ourselves into your hands.
所以我们把我们自己放在你的手中。
May you bless your people and may your house prosper.
愿你祝福你自己的子民，愿你的家得兴旺。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.